This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Trick or treat. October's almost behind us. Have we escaped the notorious October surprise that political candidates and observers often warn about for this month before presidential elections? That may depend on your definition of October surprise, but as for the term's origin, we have this explainer from Slate's Andy Bowers.
An October surprise generally means a last-minute action or revelation designed to sway an election. For example, Democrats had wondered aloud whether Osama bin Laden might be strategically apprehended this month in order to boost President Bush's re-election chances. Of course, that requires more than a little conspiratorial thinking. On the other hand, there are still four more days until the election. The term October surprise first came into wide public use during the 1980 presidential campaign. Some historians attribute it to George H.W. Bush, who was then Ronald Reagan's running mate. Reagan himself also used it. The Republicans were referring to what they implied was a secret plan in the works by then-President Carter to negotiate the release of American hostages in Iran. The GOP hoped to inoculate the public to any deal by portraying it in advance as a cynical political move. But there was no surprise. The hostages weren't released until the day Mr. Reagan was inaugurated. A decade later, a former Carter official charged that, in fact, it was the Reagan campaign that was secretly negotiating with Iran to keep any hostage deal from happening before the election. That was never proven. But the term October surprise apparently dates back to the 1968 campaign between Hubert Humphrey and Richard Nixon. New York Times language maven William Safire wrote 2 years ago that he knows firsthand it was coined by the late William Casey, then a Nixon aide who went on to head the CIA under Reagan. Safire, who was also a Nixon aide in 68, says Casey was afraid outgoing President Lyndon Johnson would engineer a Vietnam peace initiative to give Humphrey, his vice president, a boost over Nixon. Casey privately called it an October surprise. It also never happened. And how did the phrase migrate from behind-the-scenes chatter in 68 to campaign rhetoric in 80? Safire gives the credit again to Reagan's campaign manager, William Casey.
Andy Bowers is a Slate senior editor.